Americans are breaking down the doors to join the little old Peace Corps, virtually speaking, that is. More than 17,000 people applied for two-year service positions over the last year. That's the most applications the agency has received since 1992. Director Carrie Hessler-Radlett explains what contributed to the agency's recruiting success.
The results from the 2.5 months since we announced our new application process, which we talked about a couple months ago, have shown even more dramatic increase. The 70% increase was really an annualized result. So we are absolutely thrilled to see such an enthusiastic response to the reforms we announced this summer. And we're very committed to making the process of applying to Peace Corps simpler, faster, and more personalized than ever before.
So what happened is you changed the form deep into the fiscal year, and then there was this sudden explosion, basically, that resulted in an average of 70%.
Exactly. I mean, our grand opening really was July 15th. So it's been in the past 2.5 months that we've seen just an incredible jump. In the month of July alone, we had a 400% increase over the previous year, the month of July in the previous year.
Well, did you do some kind of an outreach program to let people know that the application process had changed? Or are people trolling all the time and suddenly saw this?
No, we had a pretty vital an engaged campaign, including a lot of social media, to announce our changes. But I think that the actual application process itself and the ease that it provides and the ability for applicants to select the country and programs that they want to apply to has been really successful. So it wasn't just the outreach, it was really the change in the program itself.
Yeah, and I want to get to that, but first I'd like to hear a little bit more about the outreach. How did you outreach? What social media outlets did you use, and what, if any, demographic were you trying to reach?
We are interested in reaching all Americans, so we had a real mix. So we used our partnerships in order to reach, for example, older Americans. We have a great partnership with AARP. We have a lot of partnerships with diversity media outlets and institutions. So, for example, we have strong relationships with Alpha Phi Alpha and Alpha Kappa Alpha, which are the two largest African-American sororities and fraternities. We also use Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest and then, of course, our own website. So we have been trying to employ a multitude of different media practices and outlets to be able to spread the word. I'd like to just talk to you about something that was particularly fun, and that is that we took a look at our vehicle fleet because we needed to upgrade our vehicles in some of our offices, and we determined that by renting smart cars, we could save our agency literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so we leased some smart cars and wrapped them in the Peace Corps logo. We called them Peace Cars, and they are now deployed across the country. They're traveling as we speak. They set off from headquarters, and we're following them across the country with video and Twitter, and you can follow it at hashtag Peace Cars, P-E-A-C-E-C-A-R-S. And it's very, very fun. It's kind of like Where's Waldo as the Peace Cars make their way across the United States to all corners of our country.
It's sort of like latter-day Volkswagen Bugs.
Exactly. And they're wrapped in the Peace Corps logo, and they're really fun.
All right. So you are driving a lot of people to the site to look at the application. Now, there are two changes there, the form itself and also the application process or criteria. Let's talk about the form for a minute, because it used to take 8 hours. How are you able to reduce that?
The major way we were able to reduce it is by taking a serious look at, first of all, redundant information that we were asking, but also it used to be that we asked everybody for all the information we'd ever need in the process right up front. And so now we only ask them to give us the information that we need to be able to assess their suitability and competitiveness. So that in and of itself was a big change. Another example, it used to be that all applicants had to provide college transcripts because some of our host countries required transcripts. Now we only ask those people who are invited and have been accepted into those programs to provide transcripts. We do validate information, but it just makes the process much simpler and easier for our applicants.
And so how long does it take, do you figure, on average, to do that initial form now?
It takes about between 45 minutes and an hour.
And it's
much, it used to take 8 hours, so that's a huge difference.
And this is all online?
All online. Absolutely.
We're speaking with Carrie Hessler-Radlett. She is the director of the Peace Corps. Now, you've also allowed people to choose the country they want to go to and some other changes that would also foster more people maybe trying out. What are some of those changes?
Yeah, so now applicants can choose the country and the programs that they want to apply to, but they also still have the option to go where they are most needed. And I have to say that a majority of applicants are choosing to do just that. Since our reforms were implemented, 54% of our applicants have selected the option to serve anywhere they're needed, and 49% have selected the option to serve anywhere in any of Peace Corps countries in the 6 work sectors, which include health, education, youth development, community economic development, agriculture, and environment. So you have the opportunity now to choose the country and to choose the program. But what we're really seeing is that people are choosing to serve where they're needed.
Just send me where you need me the most.
Exactly. But see, I think the difference is that that is their choice. Instead of being the only option, it is what they themselves are choosing, and then they own that decision.
And what are the most potent areas that you need people in these days?
Well, education is our largest request from our host countries, and that's followed by health. But actually, we continue to get requests for all 6 sectors, and all sectors are being applied for by our applicants, as well as every single country. We serve in 66 countries, and every single country has applicants who are interested in applying there as well.
Are you having people serving in West Africa at this time?
Yes, we have volunteers serving in West Africa, not in the 3 Ebola-affected countries, but we have volunteers in other countries where it's perfectly safe to serve, and our volunteers are making a huge difference there.
But I wanted to ask you just one more question about the IT initiative. How do you plan to go about that? Will you just partner with an agency that already has a worldwide infrastructure, maybe State Department, or will you launch your own competition for services?
We're right now in the middle of an IT assessment, and we're working with some fabulous people who have a lot of expertise in this area, and we'll decide after that once we do our assessment. So we're not at the decision stage yet. We're very much in the assessment stage.
All right. So I guess it's safe to say you're declaring this one a success.
Absolutely. We're very excited about it.
And now that you have 2015 upon us, what are your plans for the agency coming up for Peace Corps?
Well, we have a very full reform agenda that really began back in 2010 when we came on board here. And so our focus now going forward is really technology. We want to make Peace Corps more modern and customer-friendly, and we really want it to be cutting-edge in terms of development. So as part of that, we need to have a strong IT platform to allow us to communicate seamlessly with our volunteers, our overseas staff, our development partners, return volunteers who are a very important constituency to us, and the American people via modern mobile devices. So overhauling our IT platform is going to be a big project for us, and we're very excited. We're really focusing on innovation, putting innovative technology into the hands of volunteers so that they can help bridge the digital divide as part of their development work. We are always, always focused on and committed to improving the quality of our support to volunteers, and we have made dramatic strides in the last 4 years in improving the quality of our health and safety and security and technical training and program support for volunteers. So that will continue to be a huge priority for us. And then just increasing the visibility of Peace Corps through, radio and social media and television and peace cars and all different kinds of media. We really want every single American to know about the Peace Corps, to understand the benefits of Peace Corps to our country. And for those who are committed to serving, we want them to really give us a serious look.
Well, on visibility, maybe you could wrap a couple of 737s and fly around.
Great idea.